Hid dogs and daddy under the Christmas tree. Merry Christmas. You can't go home again? That's definitely not true, because at Christmas you can always only go home. And sometimes it's real grisly. Stories of arthritic eyes and black spots and tumors and cancers and angina and heart attacks for the 12 very merry days of Christmas. Or stories of my best friend Brad, who stabbed his daddy to death and left his body under the Christmas tree until March, with Rex, the good old family dog. Now Brad was schizoid, but so was his daddy, so I guess it was just a matter of time or circumstance to see which delusion won out. Oedipus revenged or Merry Christmas Dad from hell. Remote shopping with my mother, buying her a spanking new Toshiba TV, with closed captioning and digital ports galore for a happy multimedia future. And she suddenly says, "Did you see the manager of the store? Well, a few weeks ago, his wife just went down to the highway and threw herself in front of a transport truck. Left 3 children. Sort of sad, I guess. It was just after we drove by the house of the family doctor, the one who had acid thrown in his face during a happy Yuletide season past, by an unhappy patient hiding in the back of his car after a house call. And it was just after our next-door neighbor of many years said goodnight to his wife, had last drink with the boys down at the Legion Hall, turned on all the lights in the house, went down into the basement, and blew his head off with a .410 double-barreled shotgun. 3 months later, his oldest son, with whom he never had good relations anyway, did the very same thing. Drove his girlfriend to work. Getting out of the car, she said, 'See you later.' He said, 'Maybe.' And he was right. Because on the same day, he killed himself over his father's grave. Same gun, different shells."